How are you feeling? You got many blanks, James?
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, it's quiz day, and for a change, James, the quiz has been provided by a member of the patronage.
Yay, saves me some work.
Indeed. So we have a quiz that's been provided by Steve Jones, and it's all about promotion and relegation in the Premier League era. So all questions are for the Premier League era, so 1992-93 onwards, and are based up on promotion to or relegation from the Premier League. Promotion questions relating to the division now called the Championship also include the era when it was known as Division One, from 1992-93 onwards. Is that clear?
It's fairly straightforward. Promotion and relegation to or from the Premier League since the Premier League's inception in 1992.
Cool. Any questions or clarification, I'm sure I'll be able to help.
20 questions, I'll take it.
There are 20 questions.
Are you participating or are you just reading?
I'm just reading.
Oh, okay. Oh, that because you've seen some of these questions.
I've read the questions, and I also have never got zero on a quiz before, so I didn't want to tempt fate today. Question number one.
By the way, shout outs. We had a few hundred percenters last week.
Yeah, we did. We did. And then we realized that one of the questions was wrong, and also that one of the questions had two answers.
No, one of the questions wasn't wrong. Basically, you gave England for one of the answers. And that wasn't the answer that I had, but actually, technically, England was also correct.
Okay.
So I've not gone back to the guys and said, look, sorry, guys, bad news. I can only give you 19.5 out of 20. No, I've let them have it. So Joe got 20 out of 20. I'm about Joe. And the EFL legend Angus McPhail also got 20 out of 20.
Obs.
I tell you what, he wouldn't have got 20 out of 20 if he'd have been getting asked them questions on Saturday night.
Question number one, excuse me, James, is who finished bottom in the first Premier League season?
Okay.
I think your memory of this will be okay. Who finished bottom in the first Premier League season? Question number two, how many teams have survived relegation having been bottom on Christmas Day?
Grim.
How many teams have survived relegation despite having been bottom of the league on Christmas Day?
We only need a number for that, right?
Yes, you only need a number. Question number three. Derby County were relegated in the 07-08 season with the lowest points total in Premier League history. How many points did they get? And to be fair, I wouldn't have got zero on this. I would have got that one right. So
everyone knows that, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone even knows how many points they got against Newcastle.
Exactly. question number four. Since the 38-game season was introduced in 95-96, Sunderland, Bolton are the only two teams to be relegated with exactly 40 points in the 96-97 and 97-98 seasons respectively. Who are the only teams since then to have been relegated with more points than that total? Who are the only teams to have been relegated more than 40 points?
That was a long question.
2 out of 20.
Can you read it again without laughing?
Well, you know what? When there was a question about promotion and relegation or a quiz about it, I knew that this was going to be one of the questions. Question number five.
You're not going to read it again. It's a long question.
No, I'll read it again at the end. What is the biggest points margin? This is question number five, listeners. That the team finishing closest to the relegation zone, i.e. 17th or would have been 19th back in the day, has ever survived by? What's the biggest margin?
Oh, so the difference between 17th and 18th, basically.
Correct.
I get a bonus point if I say that. I don't know how many, but I've got a season in mind.
Okay. If you've got a season and the teams, that's a start, but the question's about the margin. Question number six. Which player holds the record for the most goals scored during a relegation campaign? Which player holds the record for the most goals scored during a relegation campaign? Question number seven. Which two clubs hold the record for the most relegations, having both been relegated from the Premier League on five occasions? Half a point for each correct
half
answer.
A point for each.
Which two clubs share the record of five relegations from the Premier League? Question number eight.
I know one of them. I'm not sure on the other.
Question number eight. In the 03-04 season, Leeds were famously relegated. All three relegated teams finished on 33 points that season. Can you name one of the other two relegated teams that year? No bonus points for getting the other one as well, James, but just name one of the two.
Boo, I know one.
Question number...
What year is it? 03-04.
Question number nine. Which two teams have been absent from the Premier League for just three of its 30 seasons? Half a point for each correct answer. Two teams have been absent from the Premier League for just three seasons in total. Who?
So they've competed in all but three of the Premier
Correct.
League seasons.
Yes.
Half a point for each. There's two.
Yep.
Ooh. And I've got one. Pretty sure I've got one. Three, just missing just three seasons.
That's correct. Question number 10. Who are the only two clubs to win a trophy and be relegated in the same season? Half a point for each.
Does this include like Betway Cup and stuff like that?
No.
Win a trophy and be relegated.
Yeah.
Half a point for each.
Half a point for each.
Question
There's
10.
There's only two clubs. That's correct. Which team, this is number 11, happy listeners, which team holds the record for being promoted with the most points in the Championship or Division 1 or whatever? Promoted with the most points. Question number 12. Who are the only club to be promoted to the Premier League on four occasions without ever winning the Championship title? Which club are the only club to be promoted to the Premier League on four occasions? They've never won the Championship title, however.
Four promotions.
No title.
Never won Championship.
Question number 13. Watford were the first team to win back-to-back promotions from League One to the Premier League. That was in 97-98 and then 98-99. Which two teams have repeated this achievement since? Half a point from each. Two consecutive back-to-back promotions straight into the Premier League.
I'm going to struggle on that one.
No? Oh, I thought you might have got that. That's quite a...
Two teams, yeah?
Yeah, there's two. Half a point for each. Question number 14. Which team have won promotion to the Premier League via the playoffs on most occasions? Playoff masters. Who has won promotion via the playoffs the most?
Going to go back to our 1990s Wembley podcast and then try and fill in the 20 seasons after that.
Yeah.
So most promotions to the Premier League via the playoffs.
Yeah. Question number 15. It's quite a tough one. So listen up. On how many occasions has the losing Championship playoff finalist gone on to win the same match the following season?
Oh, my God.
Lost the Championship playoff final and then the season after won the Championship playoff final. How many occasions has that happened?
Man, let's guess a number.
So question number 16. Now, since the introduction of the 38-game Premier League season, which was in 95-96. Who are the only promoted team, James, to achieve more than 60 points in the season following their promotion? Only one team has ever scored more than 60 points. Who was it?
More than 60?
Yep. Who's had the best season ever since coming up?
There's an obvious one in my mind. I'm not convinced they got over 60 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that, 16, yeah?
Yep. Question number 17. Blackburn, Manchester City and Leicester have each won the Premier League title, having been promoted to the division. Can you order them from least to most? How many seasons after promotion they won the title? Least to most, from promotion year to champions of England and Wales.
In order of how quickly smallest, they do it from smallest, their promotion to winning it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Question number 18. Which team has been promoted on two occasions but has suffered immediate relegation on each of their Premier League visits? Which team has been promoted twice but has gone down the next season? You got it?
Yep.
Good.
I think so.
Question number 19. On how many occasions have all three promoted clubs survived relegation the following season?
Less than 20. Obviously.
On how many occasions have all three promoted clubs survived relegation the following season?
It ain't fucking many.
Nah. And lastly, question number 20 is a nice true or false, James. There has been a Premier League season where all three promoted clubs were the three relegated clubs the following season. So three clubs
true
come
or false
up.
Go back straight back down.
Is that that's a true or false? Yes.
Yeah.
There has been a season.
So if it did happen, true. If it didn't, false. Okay.
Correct. How are you feeling? You got many blanks, James?
No, I wouldn't say blanks. The consecutive promotion of two teams. I've got one of them. I'm not sure on the other one. Consecutive promotions. That's the only one I think I've got a real no answer. I probably should get near probably 14, 15, I think.
That's not too bad. I am going to go down the questions top to bottom, 1 to 20, one last time. James, check your answers and then we can get into the answers. So question number one, who finished bottom in the first Premier League season? Question number two, how many teams have survived relegation having been bottom of the table on Christmas Day? Question number three, Derby were relegated in the 07-08 season with the lowest points total in Premier League history. How many points did they get? Question number four, since the 38-game season was introduced, which was in 95-96, Sunderland and Bolton are the only two teams to be relegated with exactly 40 points. Who are the only team since then to have been relegated with more than 40 points? Question number five, what's the biggest points margin that the team finishing closest to the relegation zone has ever survived by? Question number six, which player holds the record for the most goals scored during a relegation campaign? Question number seven, which two clubs hold the record for the most relegations, both having been relegated on five occasions? Half a point for each correct answer. Question number eight, James, in 2003-04, Leeds were famously relegated. All three teams finished on 33 points that season that went down. Can you name one of the other two relegated teams? Question number 9. Which two teams have been absent from the Premier League for just 3 of its 30 seasons? Half a point for each correct answer, James. Question number 10. Who are the only two clubs to win a trophy and be relegated in the same season? Half a point for each. Question number 11. Which team holds the record for being promoted with the most amount of points? Question number 12. Who are the only club to be promoted to the Premier League on 4 different occasions without ever winning the championship title? Question number 13. Watford were the first team to win back-to-back promotions from League One to the Premier League. That was in 97-98 and 98-99. Which two teams have repeated this achievement since? Question number 14. Which team has won promotion to the Premier League via the playoffs on the most occasions? Question number 15. On how many occasions have the losing championship finalists gone on to win the same match the following season? Question number 16. Since the introduction of the 38-game Premier League season, who are the only promoted team to have scored more than 60 points the season following their promotion? It's quite a good record. Question number 17. Blackburn, Manchester City and Leicester have each won the Premier League title, having previously been promoted to the division. Can you order them from least to most how many seasons after promotion they won the title? Question number 18. Which team has been promoted on 2 occasions but has suffered immediate relegation on both of their Premier League campaigns? Question number 19. On how many occasions have all 3 promoted teams survived relegation the following season? And question number 20. True or false? There has been a Premier League season where all 3 promoted clubs were the 3 relegated clubs that season. You ready, James? Should we go from top to bottom?
I might have been ambitious when I said 15. Reflection.
Who were the first club to be bottom of the Premier League, James?
That one I do know for sure. It's Brian Clough's Nottingham Forest.
It was Brian Clough's Nottingham Forest. Question number 2. How many teams survived relegation being bottom on Christmas?
I think I can think of 2. Sunderland and West Brom.
Correct.
But I feel like there's a third. I've gone 3.
There is 3. Sunderland, West Brom, you are correct. Leicester City. 14-15.
Oh, fuck me, of course.
Well, bottom at Christmas. And they did survive.
Leicester.
Yeah. Question number 3. Derby's points.
It's 11.
11. Legs like, 11. Four
of
which.
One of the most asked football trivia questions going around.
4 of which against Newcastle. Correct. Question number 4, James. Who are the only team to be relegated more than 40 points?
That is the greatest team ever to be relegated. No, that's not Middlesbrough from 96-97. That is the West Ham United team of 02-03.
Yes, 42 points and still went down. Question number 5. Winning margin, or surviving margin, we should call it, from the relegation zone. Have a stab.
It's nothing but that. I've actually gone with 10.
It's 11.
Oh, no.
And it was last year. Burnley, 39 points. Fulham, 28.
Wow, really? The one I had in my mind was, excuse me, the year Reading and QPR went down together. They actually played each other on a Sunday in April, and they drew 0-0 with each other, and it relegated both of them in the same game.
Oh, wow.
That was the year I had in mind. 11 last year. Fuck.
Yeah.
Who went down last year? I can't even remember.
Fulham were 18th and Burnley were 17th. Oh
my. Yeah, that gap was big in the end, weren't it?
Yep.
Fulham did sod all in like the last 10 game weeks.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Which player most goals relegation campaign?
I'm not convinced this is right, but the only one I can think of is Andrew Johnson.
AJ, Andrew Johnson, not Anthony Joshua. Yes. He scored 21 goals in the 04-05 season.
About 13 of them were penalties.
And question number 7. Most relegations from the Premier League is?
So it's a half point for each, isn't it?
Correct.
I'm pretty sure one's Norwich.
Yep.
And I've gone West Brom.
Yep. Correct. Question number 8. Who else got relegated alongside Leeds in 03-04?
Well, considering it's topical and we keep talking about it and I keep winding Bradley Parker up, on the final day of the 2003-2004 season, I was at Molineux.
And you relegated Wolves.
Well, no, they were already relegated. The other one, I'm pretty sure, is Leicester.
Leicester is correct. So Leicester and Wolves, if you've got either of those two, you get a point. Two teams have only been absent for 3 of the Premier League seasons. They are, James.
One is Newcastle, definitely.
Yep. We talked about how they came straight back up every time they got relegated.
And they missed the first Premier League season. Yep. They were promoted in 1993. The other one, I'm not convinced on. I've gone Villa.
Yes, Villa. And it was 3 back-to-back seasons.
I couldn't remember if they were... 16 to 19. I couldn't remember if they were down for 2 years or 3 years. It was bothering
me. 3 years. Question number 10. Win a trophy and get relegated.
Birmingham beat Arsenal in the League Cup Final 2011. Correct. And Wigan beat Man City in the FA Cup Final 2013.
Correct. 11. Most points to get promoted.
I think it's Reading.
Correct. Correct.
Got like 106 or something. 106
points in the 05-06 season. It is Reading.
I know that because Flapjack's always banging on about their points total. When everyone does really well in the championship, he's like, yeah, but you didn't get 100. I knew it was plus 100. They had a mad total.
Yeah. 4 promotions, never won the title. Playoff masters, who?
Don't like this. Crystal Palace. No.
Watford. 2 runners up, 2 Watford. Playoff wins, 4 promotions to the Premier League, no title.
Nah, and I've put West Brom, and that's definitely wrong as well.
Number 13, back to back promotions.
Hang on, what's the answers?
Yeah, 2 answers. I haven't read them. I was just giving you answers. For 12. Watford.
Oh, okay.
There's only one club, Watford.
Oh, I thought it was 2 answers. Oh, I've got 2 and got it wrong.
No. There's only one answer, Watford. Question number 13 is 2 answers, though. Back-to-back promotions from League One to Premier League.
Norwich, I'm pretty sure, is 1.
Yes. 09-10.
Under
10,
Paul Lambert. I think Southampton.
Correct. 10-11, 11-12. Norwich and Southampton. Question number 14. Most playoff final victories is?
Palace.
Correct. This time it is correct, James. 15 is playoff finalists and then lost it and then gone on to win it. How many times has that happened?
Not a clue. I've gone with 4.
5. Leicester, Palace, West Ham, Villa and Brentford have all done that feat.
Brentford very recently, of course, yeah.
16, 60 points or more in their first Premier League season. Only happened once. Who was it?
It's Ipswich.
Yes. Ipswich Town, 66 points.
I got 66 points.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Bloody hell.
We got it for 2 Euro.
2001. Good team. I got relegated the next year.
yes. Promotion to title, quickest ever is...
So Leicester's 2 years, yeah. Blackburn's 3 years, yeah. Man City's like 9 or 10.
10 years, yeah. Question number 18, up and down yo-yo club, happened twice.
Cardiff.
Cardiff City have been relegated straight after promotion twice. Question number 19, on how many occasions have all 3 promoted clubs survived relegation the following season?
I've gone for twice.
3 times. 01-02, Fulham, yeah. Blackburn, Bolton.
Yeah.
11-12, QPR, Norwich, Swansea, and 17-18, Newcastle, Brighton, Huddersfield.
Mm.
Question number 20 is a true or false. We love a true or false. Has there ever been a Premier League season where the 3 promoted clubs all ended up going back down?
I'll show off now. True. 1997, 1998, Barnsley, Bolton and Crystal Palace.
Correct, correct, correct and correct. I feel like you only got one or two wrong there.
No, I've done all right there, mate. 16.
Wow, that's very good. 16 out of 20 on that quiz is very good.
I basically got the ones wrong with the estimates.
Okay.
And question 12.
Patrons, head over to the trivia channel good on quiz. Slack. It was quite straightforward. Everything worked smoothly. Your questions were correct, you know. So, yeah, easy, tidy. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, mate.
Post your scores in the trivia channel. Don't post pictures of your answer sheets, of course, because some people will not have listened to the audio yet. And we'll be back at you tomorrow revealing our teams. I need to do a bit of research into FPL.
Will we? When's Leeds press conference?
I don't know.
Because I feel like that's going to be definitive for me.
Okay. On Rafinha.
And Luke Ayling.
Oh, dear. We'll be recording something anyway, whether it's a team reveal or not. You'll just have to deal with it. There we go. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Be nice to each other. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.